After religion class, the teacher said, "I have one final question for you. Which of you young children want to go to heaven?" Everyone picked up their hand except one child. And the teacher said, "Don't you want to go to heaven?" And she said, "No, my mother says I have to go home right after class." Religion is that practical. It's that simple. It's not complicated, and you don't have to be profound. Sometimes we joke about those things that we should be serious about, and we're serious about things we should joke about. We have to understand that religion is very simple. When you're young, especially when you're a teenager, and you're going through various changes, you think you're the only person in the world who's ever gone through this. It's like your secret. No one knows life but me. As you get older, you find out that even your parents at one time were human, and they went through very similar things, and adults are not necessarily enemies, but they are there to help you. And religion is sometimes like that adult. God doesn't know what we're going through. He doesn't understand us. You know, religion is sequestered into a childish fantasy and put somewhere because once in a while it makes me feel good. Instead of being the most profound approach in a relationship with the person who created everything. And not only that, we say he loves us. Not only that, we go one step further. We said our God serves us. In today's gospel, Jesus says, "I have come not to be served, but to serve others and to give my life for the salvation of the world." That is the kind of God we preach. Not a God like the ancient Egyptian or Roman or Grecian gods who played games with the lives of their underlings, but a God who says, "I am like your father. I am like your mother." There's even one beautiful verse in the Old Testament that says, "Can a mother forget the child in her womb? But even if she forgets, I will not forget you." This compassionate and beautiful relationship that we are called to develop with the living God is sometimes, once again, an infantile approach to life. We are looking for feelings instead of reality. Often you hear in relationships and people say, "Well, our love died. Somehow our relationship just fizzled out." I say, no. Maybe you just chose to love someone or something else. Because we in our present society look for a byproduct. Emotion is a byproduct of love. It comes and it goes like the waves of the ocean. And it's so fleeting that we sometimes get emotionally wrapped up and says, "Why don't I feel like that towards him, towards her, towards God and religion?" Because love is a choice. When we realize that we are going after a person, not an emotion, then we understand the depth to which we are called. There was one man who often used to say, "My father bothers me, my mother's in my way." And then as he got older, he said, "Now I get it. I don't want what my parents can give me. I want them." And in religion, and in every relationship, when we realize that the goal is not simply to feel good. It's great when it happens. And it happens in religion as much as it happens in any relationship. But my goal is to understand you, to have a relationship with you, to share my life with you, and to listen and to look. What do you want? What do you want to say to me? I want to get to know you. Then we will understand what God means when he calls himself our Father and he calls us his children. He doesn't want us to get things from him. Religion is not meant simply to feel good. Religion is meant to say, I love my God. I want to spend time with him and take care of his children who happen to me, my brothers and my sisters. Slava Iisusu Christu.